This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today. Big weekend. We're going to be talking about Super Bowl Sunday and the Beatles. Of course, Super Bowl Sunday this weekend. And it was 57 years ago when the Beatles first appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. My first guest will be the first drummer for the Beatles. Pete Best will be joining us. Later on in the hour, Ben Higgins from The Bachelor's 20th season will be here. Always wanted to talk to somebody from one of those shows. Then former NFL fullback for the Atlanta Falcons will be Troy Bierman. Next hour, Larry Kane has penned a book about the Beatles. We'll be chatting about that. From Happy Days, Donnie Most, who's not only a great actor but a singer, and Bill Bratton and Andreas Erlando talking about security at the game this weekend. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today.
Staying safe and connected at this year's Super Bowl is more important than ever for first responders charged with keeping everyone safe. The Verizon Command Center will act as the nerve center, keeping fans and first responders connected, according to Andreas Erlando, SVP and President of Verizon Public Sector.
We're operating our Verizon Command Center, where over 100 engineers and technicians are monitoring and managing the network around the clock to ensure that we have no issues with the network, both at Raymond James Stadium and in greater Tampa area.
For 2 years, Verizon has been partnering with public safety agencies to provide comprehensive technologies for the big game.
We're on site at the Florida State Joint Emergency Operations Center, side by side with public safety agencies to ensure that first responders stay connected when it matters most, whether that's on America's most reliable 4G LTE network or the world's fastest and most advanced 5G network.
For more on Super Bowl safety, visit Verizon.com/public safety.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were several things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. And now let me just say one thing before I introduce our next guest who is on that record, and that's his latest CD. I've been doing this radio business since I was 14 years old, and I've interviewed 1,000 celebrities, including a couple of this gentleman's former bandmates, the whole nine yards. But I am so excited to talk to him because he's got a story. Joining us right now is Pete Best. Hi, Pete. How are you?
I'm fine, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for joining us. And for those who may be listening and may not know Pete Best as well as so many of us know, Pete was the first drummer prior to Ringo Starr for the Beatles and played on so many of their early recordings, worked with them for 2 years, and for some reason that to this very day we don't know, was let go just before they hit stardom. And Pete, that song, which is called Broken, is kind of about that story, isn't it?
It is. I mean, if you listen to the words, Ron, it's, how could I turn down and put it? verge of success. Okay, we got the recording contract, international stardom, the iconism that came afterwards. You know, I had it all snatched away from me. I mean, you know, all that hard work, the hours in Hamburg, it was snatched away, and I was basically left to, want of a better expression, crash.
Yeah.
Okay, left on the dust heap, so to speak. But, you know, with friends and family and your own, you know, personal strength, you've rebuilt yourself again. And, you know, it won't happen again. You won't see me down. You see me with a smiley face and, you know, healthy and happy. And that's what the song's all about.
And that's what life is all about. Haman's Green is the new CD, by the way, that you got to get by Pete Best and the Pete Best Band. Let's go back a little bit, okay, before we talk about what you're doing right now, okay? Around 1960, it was the Silver Beatles, and they did not have a permanent drummer. So they called upon you, who at the time had your own group called the Blackjacks. Now, when you went to the Blackjacks and said the Beatles were offering you this drumming position, they said, hey, that's great, go for it. But they weren't the Beatles yet.
That's right. I mean, they weren't the Beatles as we knew them, okay, or the world knew afterwards. But at that particular moment in time, they were, for a very short period, the Silver Beatles, okay? Now, they have known them. My band, the Blackjacks, had rubbed shoulders with them, of course, through the Casbah, where the Beatles had initially played as the Quarrymen, okay, without a drummer. And the lineup then was John George Paul and a very dear friend of mine, Ken Brown, who became a member of the Blackjacks, along with Chas Newby and Bill Barlow. So, of course, when I mentioned the Beatles, they turned around and said, oh, you mean the Quarrymen? So there was that little bit of derision. But, it, you know, to go back to it, it was very much a case of, because they didn't want to go professional, they, you know, had good jobs, they'd studied hard at college and all the other bits and pieces, they turned around and said, no, Pete, go with our blessings.
Wow.
You know, if it's something you want to do, go. And I checked it out with my family, and as history portrays now, I joined them a couple of weeks afterwards.
Now, when they auditioned for Decca Records on New Year's Day 1962, were you with them at that time?
I was, yeah. We made the trip down, the pilgrimage down New Year's Eve. We got told by Brian Epstein, it's New Year's Eve, everyone will be celebrating in London, you know, go to bed early.
Wow.
He said, of course, Brian. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, we were drunk as skunks in Trafalgar Square. The record audition at 11 o'clock the next morning.
Now, you were turned down. This guy probably got fired, Mike Smith. You were turned down by Decca Records in favor of Brian Poole and the Tremolos. Now, that was the group that was later known just at the Tremolos, like in Silence is Golden?
That's true. That's the same one, yeah. Initially, when Decca signed them, and that was already, you know, preconceived before we came down for the audition. When we talked to Mike, he turned around and said, yes, I took the blame for, you know, the dismissal of the Beatles, but it was already, you know, planned and in the, you know, the side stage that Brian Poole was going to get the job regardless. Now, as we all know, Brian Poole and the Tremolos made, you know, quite a few hits in, you know, England and the world, but then Brian dropped out and the Tremolos resurrected themselves and Silence and Golden emanated, as you so truly said.
Yeah, and with a kind of a four-season sound, too, I might add. Were you on the recordings on MGM? I think it was Epic was the other one that had the Tony Sheridan and the Beatles. Was that you on that?
That's right, yeah. Everything that emanated with the Beatles from the Polydor sessions, the ones we did in Hamburg.
Polydor, that's right, of course.
I was on them. It was My Bonnie, Ain't She Sweet, Cry for Shadow, The Saints, Why, Take Out Some Insurance, all of those tracks.
You know, I have those 45s.
You still have them?
Oh, yeah, and I want to tell you something. They are in pristine condition.
My goodness me.
Isn't that something, though?
You'll just don't put them on eBay.
No, don't put them on eBay. Believe me, I don't do that. Now, you were with the group for 2 years.
I was.
Then, all of a sudden, for no reason really given, you were dismissed. Do you know to this very day, Pete, why that happened?
To be totally honest, no. I have turned around and said it's still for the last 40-odd years, it's been a grey area, which, you know, I've never had the satisfaction of a, you know, definitive reason. We've all gone through all the, you know, the theories and the, you know, the historians have come up with their own ideas, you know, from not being a good drummer to, you know, jealousy, the hairstyle. It's all been talked about many, many times in the past, Ron. But to this day, I still do not know the definitive reason. There's most probably now about two people alive who still know it. But if I never find out before I leave this planet, it's not worrying me.
Yeah.
I think that's the key factor.
Did you or have you talked to any of the remaining Beatles or any of the Beatles after this?
I wish I could say I had. But
nothing at all.
Nothing at all. I played on the same bill as them. I joined a band called Lee Curtis and the All Stars, which played support for them on 3 or 4 occasions. And we were coming off stages. They were going on stage. No communication. And unfortunately, from that day to this, you know, we've all gone our own ways.
Wow.
I'd like to turn around and say that, you know, the door's always been open from my side, you know, that, you know, I think my own personal feeling is that, you know, sometimes before, you know, we leave this earth, you know, we've grown up, we've matured, we're, you know, men with families, grandchildren, all the other bits and pieces. Let's get together and just talk about the good times.
You know, in talking to you, Pete, and I give you an enormous amount of credit for this, you ought to be an example for a lot of people, me in particular, you have no resentment. At least there's no resentment now after these many years. I'd be so ticked off, you wouldn't believe it. I mean, I'd get up every morning with a bullseye in my room and just throw darts at it. I mean, that would just tick me off because I have to tell you this, and I've interviewed Ringo, all right? But, you know, all the critics say that, you know, Ringo Starr, even though he had, you know, certainly a lot of charisma on stage, is not the best drummer in the world. He's not Ronnie Tutt. You know what I'm saying?
I know that. You know, it just adds fuel to the fire as regards where it happened. But, you know, as I always turn around and say, you can't change history, right? And you've got to make the best of what's going on. And, you know, I think, you know, there comes a period in your life, Ron, where you turn around and say, what's the hell in reflecting about it? You know, where you turn around and say, you wake up every morning, you, you know, throw a couple of darts on the bully and, you know, swear and, you know, let off steam. I've gone through all that. Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, you know, if you turn around and say, yes, it never happened, yes, it did for a short period of time. But then it erodes and erodes itself, and I think that's your strength of character. And then there comes a time where you turn around and say, what the hell are you doing? What do you keep upsetting yourself about what happened, you know, a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Or, you know, in the past. And I think once you realize that it's about today and tomorrow and what the future holds, then you get your priorities right.
Yeah.
And
boy,
I think, you know, if you can wake up happy every morning like I do, I'm fine.
Boy, oh boy, what a philosophy. Pete, do you have a couple of seconds to stay with us?
Sure, I'd love to.
I want to talk more about the CD, and we haven't had a chance to do that. I have it here right in my hand. It's called Heyman's Green. We're going to tell you how he came about getting this name for this CD. It's with the Pete Best Band. This is a remarkable story. Pete Best is our guest, the very first drummer for the Beatles, replaced by Ringo Starr. And as we all know, Ringo Starr was knighted. He's now Sir Ringo Starr. Could have been Sir Pete Best. Pete and I will be right back with more live coast to coast and around the world with Ron Segi today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
I'm back, along with my friend Pete Best. His new CD is out right now, the Pete Best Band. The name of the CD is called Haman's Green, and as we were discussing earlier, because he was nice enough to stay with us for another segment, Pete is the first drummer for the Beatles, and was let go after 2 years, played on several of their earlier songs, and Brian Epstein just said, it's over, and it was over, and he has made a remarkable recovery over those years and gone on to his own fame and fortune. In the mid-1990s, Pete, when the Anthology 1 CD came out, this included, like 10 tracks with you playing on it?
That's right, yeah. When they initially made the approach, which came completely out of the blue, Ron, they turned around and said they were interested in using a couple of tracks on my likenesses and, you know, would I have any, you know, qualms about that? And I said no. And then, of course, they turned around and said, you know, we're going to pay you. And that was even better. But I was quite amazed and surprised when I actually ended up being on 10 tracks out of that first cut.
Now, when you say they came to you, who was they?
I used they in a multiplicity. It was the Apple Corporation.
Okay, all right, okay. Let's talk about the new CD, all right? It's hard to listen to this and not hear the influence that you had on the Beatles sound, the early songs, and some of the songs on this CD.
I think that's what we set out to do, Ron.
It
is my story, you know, which we're portraying, you know, spent a lot of time with them, what happened to me, what's happened since then. So there's emotions and different feelings. Yes, there's times there which, you know, you've got to feel the, you know, the strength and the emotions of what was going on at that time, that type of music. But the great thing about it is, and this is, you know, where I give credit to my band, the great musicians, they knew exactly where we were coming from on this. It's not just my contribution, it's their contribution as well. So it's not just Pete's story, it's their story as well, which is in the music, and they've captured it exactly the way that we wanted to do. And I think that's what's coming out when people actually hear the album.
When you go out on tour, do you do some of the songs that you drummed on when you were with the Beatles?
Sure, yeah. I mean, we're just in the process of kicking off a promotional tour for this particular CD, Haman's Green, now. But a big part of the show, we're very proud of the fact that we're now going to introduce original material into the act again, okay, which is plugging the CD. But a large part of the show is numbers, because we're a powerhouse unit, apart from what you hear on the CD anyway. The stage show is absolutely dynamite. But again, credit to the band. But yes, we do play music that I was involved with back in those days. I always turn around and say, we're not a copy band, we're the Pete Best Band.
Yeah. Are the musicians that are with you, who are excellent, are they a tad intimidated knowing who they're playing with?
No, far from it.
Really?
Far from it. I mean, they're all Liverpool lads. They all know my story. You know, they're not starry-eyed youngsters, Ron. But I think that's the beauty of it. You know, they've all been around, done a bit, and they all knew what we wanted to achieve. And when you've got people like that you're working with, it's a pleasure.
Yeah, that's great. Haman's Green. Now, I know, but tell our listeners how that name came about. It's kind of unique.
It is. I mean, Hayman's Green is my family home. It was one time Beatles headquarters. It was where the Casbah Coffee Club, which played such an important part in the history of the Beatles, and in fact the history of music from Merseyside. It was the house where we lived, where the memories all emanated from. I suppose you could turn around and say, as far as we're concerned, it's the Holy Grail.
Wow.
It's, you know, come to Hayman's Green, you can see all of this. It deserves a credit. It's our family home. It's where the Casbah is. It's where history was made.
You, of course, live in Liverpool along with your wife, children and grandchildren. Do they sit on your knee and you tell them about the days?
I think they've gone past that. They're a little bit bigger than that. But, yes, if they ask me, you know, at the end of the day, I'm very proud of my musical heritage. And if people take the time to ask me questions, I'll answer them. If they don't, I'm not going to, you know, beat the big drum and turn around and say, hey, listen to me, you know, you got to hear my story.
Mm-hmm.
If they're interested, I'll talk to them. If not, they've got other things that they want to do.
Pete, and this is kind of hindsight, would you have gone into all this bizarre stuff that the Beatles went into in the late 60s with the Dr. Peppers? Would your personality lend itself to that?
I think it would have been a case of having to. I think, you know, when you fought, and I think this is the key word, Ron, when you fought that long for it and you put so much into it, okay, if... Because you've done everything which was required of you up to that time, or you think you have anyway. You know, you've gone with the culture change, the hairstyle, the leather jackets, you know, what emanated from that as regards the stars, the Beatles suits, Beatle haircuts, etc., etc., etc. It just seems natural progression. If that's the way they're going, at the end of the day, you're a band.
Yeah.
You follow suit. You'll try it for yourself, whether you like it or not, it's a different kettle of fish. But I think everyone would have tried it for themselves. And I think the same applies to Ringo as well.
Pete, I feel kind of embarrassed asking you this question because I should know, and I think I do know, but wasn't there a story about this?
About what?
About your life and this whole situation?
Was that part
of a documentary?
No, it was a documentary which was called Best of the Beatles, which was released last year on PBS.
That's what I thought. Yeah, that's...
And it went into DVD format, which was Best of the Beatles. And it was well received. It went global as well as America and Canada.
When you were with them, they played, you know, the tour of Hamburg, you know, all those areas.
Yeah.
Let me read a quote, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, the quote was, "We were at our best," referring to the Beatles. "We were at our best when we were playing in the dance halls of Liverpool and Hamburg. The world never saw that." That was said by John Lennon. That has to be a real endorsement of your capabilities, what you sounded like in that band, certainly a confirmation of your talent.
I've always looked at putting it as that, Ron. When John actually mentioned those words, I've been saying it for many, many years. Okay, but yours is a lone voice, you know, up against, you know, multimedia of the Beatles. But when you get someone who endorses that fact and turns around and says that you've just, you know, read the quotes out there, the best music we've played was in and around the clubs in Hamburg and Liverpool. That was my time.
Wow.
For John to endorse that, it's like, cheers, buddy.
Yep. PeteBest.com is your website. Will that list all of the cities that you'll be going to on the tour?
It lists all the cities. It'll list a lot of the promotion, the in-store appearances that we're doing. It's basically an up-to-date of what's happening as regards the CD, the Pete Best Band, and Pete Best in person.
You're going to be in Florida?
Not this year, but hopefully in the next year.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm going to be there, Pete.
I hope so.
Oh, I'm going to be there, absolutely. The name of the CD is Hayman's Green. It's available right now. And if you go to PeteBest.com, you can get it and find out where he's playing with the tour that's coming up very, very shortly. This is a great-sounding CD. What it does, Pete, is it brings you back to the early days in today's kind of format. And I tell you, it's a mixture that just works well together.
Thank you, sir.
Pete Best has been our guest. The Pete Best Band, the name of the CD, Hayman's Green.
Thank you, Ron. Ron, thanks a million.
Okay.
We will be in touch, believe you me. Thanks, Ron.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
I know a lot of music fans know that story, but it's still fascinating to listen to, especially coming from Pete Best, because Ringo Starr was knighted Sir Ringo Starr. Could have been Sir Pete Best. How would you like to deal with that career let down? But it sounds like Pete has done it. We'll be right back.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden appears to be willing to remove a push for a $15 an hour federal minimum wage as part of his COVID relief package. In an interview with CBS News that will air on Sunday, Biden says he doesn't believe the wage hike will survive the budget reconciliation process and that he's ready to push for a standalone bill. But some members of the president's party are insisting the wage hike remain in that bill. Representative Ro Khanna of California is one of those congressmen, telling MSNBC that it would be a mistake to take the provision out of the COVID relief package.
We have to fight this and make sure it's in reconciliation. It would be a colossal mistake not to include this in the package. The House can pass it with $15, and then we ought to, in conference, insist that it's in the final package. I don't think we should unilaterally strip it from this bill.
This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, live all across the USA and around the world, our next guest is certainly no stranger to our listeners because he is well known for season number 20 of the ABC giant hit, of course, The Bachelor. He's gone on to do a lot of things, including a release of a brand new book that's out right now. I have it in my hands, called Alone in Plain Sight. Joining us right now is Ben Higgins. Hi, Ben. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. Thanks for having me. I'm doing really well today. It's been a wild 24 hours with the release of this book, but I'm holding up.
Well, that's good. Well, at least it's out there now, and all of your efforts are coming to fruition. You know, we talk about The Bachelor, and I got to ask you this before we talk about the book, and a fascinating book, too, I might add, is that when I watch that, the first thing that comes to my mind, whether it's The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, is how do you get, because I'm in the entertainment business, television, radio, how do you get a cast of people who automatically fall in love within like a six-week period? How is that done? I know in real life, I mean, that happens, you know, the old love at first sight thing, but how does that happen? It's like falling in love with one of your coworkers after a while, which I've done too on occasions.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. The casting team are pretty good at what they do, but the other thing is I always say, you know, it's the environment that you're put in. You're put in this environment where it's competitive. You obviously don't want to go home early for own personal pride and ego reasons, but also because you're interested in the whole experience itself. And then typically the lead, I mean, in most cases, is a great catch. And so you are interested in continuing to date this person. And over time, as everybody else is falling in love and you're on these crazy cool dates and you're getting to know more about the lead themselves, you start to open yourself up to the possibility of really caring for this person. And I think the casting team finds people wanting to find a partner, which isn't everybody's story. You know, not everybody wants to be in a romantic relationship, but these people on the show do. And so as a result, they're pretty open to falling in love as quick as they can.
You know, Ben, but what is, and I find this really interesting, I've been wanting to get a contestant on for a long time of this show, but what is the competition like? I mean, in other words, it's almost like saying you got a guy competing for all the homecoming queens in high school or vice versa when it comes to the football star and the one girl. You're not only trying to have a relationship, but you're trying to compete, and that's tough.
It's hard. You said it really well. It's like, you know, you have all these crazy big personalities, beautiful people walking through to try to date, and you have to kind of sort through it all. What it's like to be on the show, it is competitive because, for me, the best example, you know, I was The Bachelor, but I was also on The Bachelorette, is when you're on The Bachelorette, you're kind of sizing everybody up. You're like looking around the room, you're going, okay, am I better than that person? Am I better looking than that person? Do I have more skill sets than that person? Oftentimes, for me, in my case, I did it. And so then it was like, well, the only thing that's really going to be my differentiator, the thing that makes me stand out, is if she likes me for me. And so you have to try to be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the weird part is you get a lot of extroverts in the show or big personalities because you need to find a way to stand out. And so it's kind of this like rat race of all these people always trying to do one-up each other. That's the competitive side of it. Inside the house, you always see that people are trying to one-up each other. It makes it a really, like, it can make it a really hostile environment. But ultimately, towards the end of the show, it really slows down with that, and it really makes it sometimes a really beautiful environment because everybody's having to be themselves and allow themselves to stand out.
And you don't really know, because you say there's a lot of extroverts there, that if they're falling in love or just want to win the show.
Exactly. I think that's the hardest part. You're sitting there and you're trying to figure out, okay, is anybody here actually in this for me? Like, I don't
right.
want to be embarrassed from this experience. I don't want to get to the end and have somebody kind of dump me at the altar or dump me towards the end. And so you're kind of looking at it always as this, hey, what is their intentions here? And especially nowadays with social media, I mean, when I was on the show, social media was just kind of getting started, but that's a huge platform that people get from going on this show. It's massive.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful to make sure you find the one that, you know, not only you connect with, but also they want to be there, not only because they know that, you know, they'll get something out of this when it comes to a platform, but also they aren't against the idea of falling in love.
Well, and the Bachelor girl that you were, you know, connected with and engaged to, Lauren Bushnell, that didn't pan out, obviously. She's now married to a country singer and, I guess, with child, and now you're engaged to another beautiful lady that wasn't part of the show. But you bring a lot of these feelings out in Alone in Plain Sight. And I like some of the things you talk about, the fairy tale view of love. And that culture really, really, you know, has this thing where you're running on the beach and all these other things. And then you got to come to reality and how you handle that. Talk about some of the things you bring up in the book, because you do touch on a lot of love.
Yeah. Well, really what I want to write this book to do is to try to allow the reader to relate with it and relate with my life and the stories of other people's lives. Now, breakups are something and relationships are something that most people can relate with. And breakups are really hard. And I have a friend going through a breakup right now, and it's destroying him. He's confused. He's hurt. He feels like he's done, that something's wrong with him. And I write about this stuff to hopefully allow the reader to say, okay, I've been there. I felt that way. You know, Ben's gotten through it, and this is how he's gotten through it. Or maybe my buddies have gotten through it, and that's how they've gotten through it. And it's really trying to let people know, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be around some big celebrities. Fame is a weird thing. And the one thing I've realized is I've been around these celebrities is the life that we understand from TV or from social media is not the life they live behind the scenes.
Right.
So I really want to break down the walls of saying we're more alike than we are different. And if you're pursuing this fairy tale, I just want to let you know that there's moments that it feels like a fairy tale. But most of the time, that doesn't exist. So let's share some truths and help everybody know that, like, love is not always running on beach and it's not always roses. It's hard at times, but it also can be really beautiful when done well.
And you also bring up a point which I think is extremely interesting, and that is connection with other people, you say, is essential, and I understand that. But shared pain can collide with two people, even though they're two different worlds apart. And I've seen that to be happening. You know, you talk to somebody, and all of a sudden, they've shared the same situation that was painful to them as it was to you, and all of a sudden, you have a common ground.
When I try to write this book, you know, it's about connection. It's about, again, it's for all those people who feel alone in this world, who feel disconnected, isolated, misunderstood. And I wanted to find the connecting piece to our lives that allowed us all to relate with each other. And yes, we can celebrate each other's joys. We can celebrate each other's successes. It's important to do. However, there's one really common thing that we all have in common. It's that we've all experienced some sort of pain and sorrow. And so if that's a common thread in our lives, then what does it mean to connect through that pain and that sorrow? What does it mean for men and women out there to understand that everybody has a story, everybody's story is worth sharing, and that everybody's story includes some sort of pain? How do we accept that? How do we move within that? How do we recognize that in our own lives so that when pain does kind of surface, how do we process it? And that's really where the book comes from, is understanding that pain is a connecting point for us. It's not always a beautiful connecting point, but it does connect us.
Yeah, I think that's a great book for everyone, because what it does is it shows you are not alone in a very tenuous situation, and that's feeling pain, especially with losing a loved one or a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Tell us about Generous International that you co-founded a couple of years ago, Ben.
Yeah, so I write about Generous in the book a bit, but the idea in short is this. We had a nonprofit that we started 11 years ago. It's a great nonprofit called Humanity and Hope United. The focus is on sustainable change in communities around Central America. Well, one of the things that was happening is we had to find a creative way to sustainably fundraise for this organization. So we started Generous International. We sell coffee and apparel online at generouscoffee.com. And then 100% of our profits are donated to nonprofits and social causes that are fighting human-facing injustice around the world. So the cool part is all the owners that put up the upfront capital have agreed that all profits, so on the sale of the company, on the sale of a product, are donated back. So
that's
it's
great.
Really a for-purpose company. And I've been able to lead it for now for 3 years, and it's been an incredible experience. It's been really fun to hear the stories come out of it.
Great. Now, the new book is out now. It's called Alone in Plain Sight. Where can we get it, Ben?
I mean, anywhere right now. You know, it's in your local bookstores. I'm always a big encourager to go to your local bookstores and purchase it. They need the help and support. But also, it's online. So
good.
You can go to Audible, and you can get your Kindle. You can go to Amazon, Goodreads. It's everywhere online.
Ben, thank you so much for joining us. I urge everybody to get it. It's called Alone in Plain Sight. And please come and visit us again, okay, my friend?
I would love to. Thanks a lot for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. Our guest is Ben Higgins. He was season 20 of ABC's hit series, The Bachelor. He's got a brand new book out called Alone in Plain Sight. And I've always wanted to talk to a bachelor or a bachelorette to figure out what is the incentive to go on that show and have all of your personal feelings so much displayed on national television. Well, we found out a little bit of that puzzle. And there's more to come with Ron Saggi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We serve millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Saggi today. Of course, the big game is coming up. Boy, I tell you, I can't wait for this. This is going to be a good game this year. Joining us right now is former NFL fullback, and he's a reality show TV star, too. We're going to talk about some of the things happening on the big Super Bowl game coming up with our friend Croy Bierman. Hi, Croy. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm excited that you are here. And as I mentioned in the introduction, extremely excited about this game this year. Why is this game different than years in the past? Is it only because of the pandemic, or are there other issues that make this game stand out?
Well, I think that's a fantastic question. And after playing in the NFL for 8 years as a linebacker and defensive end here in Atlanta, there's I loved the game itself, and I loved preparing for the game. And now I've transitioned that into preparing for these big game day parties with my family so that my kids can fall in love with the game and just enjoy it together as a group. It's a great game, fun commercials, great food, just all around fun time to throw a little party, even if things, like you said, are different this year.
You know, it's amazing because when you really come down to it, people who are not even football fans watch this because, as you mentioned, it's kind of the camaraderie of the whole thing, the food. It's the whole atmosphere, not just the game.
No, you're exactly right. They've done a great job of really making this entertaining for everybody and bringing everybody in. I love to start off with food and snacks. Those are like the essentials for a great party, and my go-to snack has always been a pistachio. It's a healthy option that's full of nutrients and antioxidants. It helps me ease my conscience and stick to my healthy New Year's resolutions. And as a pro athlete myself, I ate them because they were a great source of protein and helped aid in my recovery, which I think most of us are going to need after watching this big game during these parties. You can eat them right out of the bag or enjoy them on a delicious skirt steak and chicken taco with a mango pistachio slaw, or you might like something sweet like a chocolate chip pistachio bark. AmericanPistachioGrowers.org has great information and recipes.
I love, for some reason, I'm obsessed with pistachio. I'm not saying that because you just mentioned it. I am absolutely obsessed. I could eat those for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I mean, I love them. I really do.
No, me as well. They're all over my house.
You talk about some snacks. What about some main dishes here?
That's a great, great thing. We have, as a family, we're going to try our take on a walking taco. Our friends at Barnana have created one that's called the Plan Taco. They have plantain chips that are really simple. They have organic plantains, organic coconut oil, and Himalayan pink sea salt. You want to open up their bag, just open it right up and start piling on some chorizo mole onto those salty, crunchy chips. Grab a fork and dig into that hole mole walking plan taco. Right now they're offering 20% off and free two-day shipping until February 7th at Barnana.com.
You know what you need to do as a second career? You need to open a restaurant because the way, no, I'm seriously, because the way you describe that, I want to eat all this stuff. I mean, I'm serious. There's a unique talent to that. I had a member of our family do that. You could just talk about food with him, and immediately you wanted to go out and get some. You know, there's a lot of things that are unique to our society today when it comes to watching football, like technology.
That you're exactly right. And in order to enjoy that big game, you gotta do it on the biggest and best TV. And we're in luck because Best Buy has a Samsung 65-inch QLED 4K UHD smart TV. It also has some really cool technology called Quantum HDR that just really enhances the colors and makes that detail so vivid. It's like you're watching the game, in person. You can pick up yours right now at Best Buy stores or at BestBuy.com for $200 off. About $1,100, and if that's not in your budget, don't worry. They have just as big a TV, starting at $399.
How do you kind of get ready for the Super Bowl and the post game?
That's a great question. When I was playing, I would always get ready by preparing to the best level I possibly could. If you went in prepared, you had a good game, and you can take that approach here with preparing for that big game day party. If you get prepared and ready to go, you should have a great party. I love to spend it with my kids, and we love to fire up the grill and throw on some hamburgers and some hot wings. The hotter, the better. And sometimes those spicy foods, though, they don't always love me back, so we keep our Tums and Tums Chewy Bites on hand to tackle those game day foods. You can also spend some really fun time with your kids playing the Tums Bingo Sweepstakes. If you head to TumsworthyBingo.com, beginning February 1st. You can download their bingo board game. And during the game, they're going to reward fans for heartburn-inducing moments. And hopefully you get a bingo on your board because you'll have a chance to win $55,000 in prizes.
I spend about $55,000 a year on Tums. I got to tell you, those spicy things just don't agree with me. That's the only thing that saves me. Do you ever get, watching this game, a little sentimental that you're not out there? Do you ever feel like, boy, you know, I'd like to be back out there? Or are you, and I say this affectionately, kind of over it right now, because Monday mornings had to feel really tough in those days.
You know, game day was such an unreal experience that you really can't compare it to anything else. So there are times where I miss that exciting game day adrenaline. But like you said, the body feels sore after those hard-fought games, and I'm okay watching it on the couch on my Samsung 65-inch TV, you know?
Yeah. Did you like your time on Don't Be Tardy?
Oh, I love my time on Don't Be Tardy. It's a fun show just about our family. You get to see my kids grow up, and my wife and I just experience life with them, and we have a lot of fun on that show.
Great. You've mentioned your family on several occasions, so you kind of keep it a family thing. You don't bring about a lot of outsiders into a party, because when you do that, you got to act as the host, and sometimes you're more of the hired help than you are the main attraction, if you will.
Yeah, no, we love to just have our family around and just enjoy the game and each other's company and the food and not make it stressful and just really have fun.
I'm going to ask you a kind of an unfair question. Who do you think is going to win this thing?
You know, I'm just hoping for a competitive game. I don't want a blowout. I want the defenses to show up because that's my forte. Give us some good sacks and maybe an interception and something really exciting and bring it down to a nail biter at the end. That's when it's really fun.
As a player, do you think that there's a little bit of the aura gone from the players working in a big stadium with hardly anybody there? You're so focused that doesn't even come into the equation.
Well, I think at times it probably doesn't, but I think at times it probably does. You know, when it gets close and down to those really tight games, that crowd really energizes a team. Sure. And can make it difficult to play. And so it doesn't, I think.
Yeah. Croy, where can we go for more information about some of the stuff we talked about today and maybe some more stuff?
Sure, of course. That's a great question. You can head over to tipsontv.com for these tips and more to make your best big game day party experience that you can possibly make.
Tipsontv.com. Corey, I think this is the first time in our history of 30 years of doing this show that you've been on the program. Please come back. You're not only a great football player, a great reality show host, but you are also a great guest. And come back again. We'd love to have you here in the new year.
I would love to come back, Ron. Thank you for your time and for having me on your show.
And if you ever want some guests at your house to enjoy that, you can give me a call anytime. I'll be more than happy to join you.
You're welcome. Anytime. Come on over.
You sound like you know what you're doing. Thanks, Croy.
Thanks, Ron.
Croy Bierman has been our guest, former NFL fullback, reality show TV star, and a gentleman who apparently knows his stuff when it comes to having a fun day watching the Super Bowl with a lot of great food and technology. And we're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I'm running back Saquon Barkley of the New York Giants, teaming up with Visa to help support the small business community. Now more than ever, where you shop matters, especially for black-owned businesses who have been hit hard by the pandemic. If you are a small business owner or looking to start a small business, listen up. Visa wants to help you start accepting digital payments and get online quickly. On Super Bowl Sunday, Visa can help change the game for small businesses with a one-day offer from the Small Business Payment Management Platform. Authorized U.S. and Canadian small businesses who sign up on Super Bowl Sunday a lifetime account by waiving their $25 monthly fee and waiving their transaction fees for your first 100,000 transactions. This is valued at over $10,000 of savings per small business. For more information, visit authorize.net or visa.com to learn how you can score big this Super Bowl Sunday.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest, Pete Best, who tells his story about how he got laid off, or fired, by the Beatles before they became famous. From The Bachelor's 20th season, Ben Higgins, and former NFL fullback for the Atlanta Falcons, Croy Bierman. Next hour, broadcaster Larry Kane will talk about his experiences back in 1964 with the first tour of the Beatles when they were on the Ed Sullivan Show. And then from Happy Days, not only actor but singer Donnie Most, and Bill Branton and Andreas Orlando talking about security issues at the Super Bowl on Sunday. And that's next hour with Ron Segi today.